And before we conclude this program, here is a small excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam, who hails from Sikkim and was blessed to join Bhagwan's University way back in the 70s. He has had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for more than 3 decades and also has composed many Sai Bhajans which are sung regularly in Prashantanilaya.
Some of these bhajans were like, you know, Gananatha Sai Gajanana. Now when I was composing this bhajan, like I didn't again sit to compose a bhajan like Gananatha Sai Gajanana. All that thought came to me was again Sai Ke Darbar, like, you know,
yes.
I am seeing Lord Ganapati in all his regal splendor sitting in his court. The imagery of Lord Ganesh is all the time with his tiny rat and, you know, some place, either seated on a lotus petal. But here I am seeing my Lord seated on a throne, and then, you know, in all his regal splendor. And then this bhajan was the outcome of that feel.
Yes.
You know,
Did you plan thought, that you want to compose in Darbari, or it just came?
No, that's what, it came. And, you know, because the thought was so much, you know, the thought was so much, even when I was singing that beautiful composition of, I think, Kalyan Chowdhury, Sai Darbar Mein Aao Gao for A Bridge Across Time. When I was singing the bhajan, the imagery was again Swami Ke Darbar. You know, I am in his darbar. You know that Mana Mandir Me Raja Di Raja Tum Ho Sai Maharaj. One of the most beautiful compositions, some blessed person, he composed that bhajan. And Kalyan Chowdhury composed this bhajan, Mana Mandir Me Raja Di Raja. And when even the thought of Raja Di Raja Maharaj, Bhagwan, yes, you know, it's so powerful, so rich. So this Gananath Sai Gajanana was composed, and after I reached home, Gantok, Sikkim, and as you said, whenever you were feeling a little bit lonely and left out, he would fill you with so many bhajans, and in between some occasions would come in your life. Like in 1996, I wanted to record one album, a bhajan album for the Sri Satya Sai State Trust of Sikkim.
Okay.
So I went all the way to Bombay, and that gave me a beautiful excuse. Like, you know, it was again a beautiful inspiration to have a few more bhajans added there. So I took some bhajans from the past to be, you know, put in that bhajan CD. And then one beautiful bhajan that he gave me at that time was
Karuna Swarupini Raj Rajeshwari.
This bhajan is very familiar here?
Yeah, it is familiar. Not sung so often, but definitely.
Then I'll sing it full bhajan once.
Yeah, please.
Karuna Swarupini Raj Rajeshwari Tribhuvana Palini Partipurishwari Hridaya Nivasini Akhilandeshwari Tripura Sundari Veeravadini Dashabhujadharini Asura Vinashini Tribhuvana Palini Partipurishwari Karuna Swarupini.
Wow.
And then one bhajan in Rag Chakravakam, Ahir Bhairo.
Yes.
Akhil Jagat Ke Data Sai, I think, is very much sung.
Yes.
So that was also composed for that bhajan album, 1996.
This Karuna Swarupini is such a moving bhajan. And one thing also that I've noticed in many of your compositions is the element of Karuna is always there. Is it Karuna Sagara, Karuna Swarupini, definitely. Karuna Niti? It's always there. And that is what is the essence of the Sai Avatar. It's so amazing.
So that was Brother Sonam, an alumnus of Baba's University, was a gifted singer and composer of many Sai Bhajans. And with that, we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Abhishek and Sunil, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With hearts full of gratitude, we offer this yet another episode at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.